Marking the end of the harvest season, Greater Victoria breweries have plenty to celebrate this October. October 8 is Canadian Beer Day, a national celebration of Canada's beer industry and its cultural, social, and economic importance. Vancouver Island Brewing and Spinnaker's Brewpub in Victoria pioneered craft beer back in 1984. In the decades to follow, Vancouver Island has been one of the leaders in the craft beer industry across Canada. Today, there is a rich tapestry of breweries on Vancouver Island. While this is such an important industry to the Canadian economy and its cultural scope, it is also sending an SOS signal to the government and the public in the face of various challenges. The craft beer industry has a great impact on BC's economy as it is a massive feeder of jobs and tourism. It employs roughly 4,500 people across BC directly. Compared to multinational companies, the local industry employs more people for every six-pack they produce because they are hand-brewed. Tom Riley, the general manager at Vancouver Island Brewing, told Victoria News that the beer industry on the island has created a significant cultural influence and a web of community around it. He said that most of the craft breweries have tasting lounges that have turned into community hubs. Commenting on Canada's beer celebrations in October, he said the island organizes huge events, attracting people from across the country. However, he points out that the craft beer industry is at a pivotal moment in its evolution. A trifecta of issues has led to turbulence for the industry. Craft brewers were hard hit by the rising costs that followed the COVID-19 pandemic. That was compounded by an increase in aluminum prices brought on by U.S. tariffs. Combine that with the drop in revenues caused by the current strike by the BC General Employees Union, and you have a perfect storm. Since COVID-19, up until the end of 2023, there was an increase of 35% in cost for goods sold caused by material pressure and changes in wages. It has been a turbulent period, Riley said. We have been lobbying the government for 2 years to look at the markup structure of the provincial tax on beer. We are asking for it to be lowered for the smaller local producers to be able to compete with the multinationals. We were rapidly growing for 10 years, but since then, things have been difficult. While appreciating the Buy Canada movement, Riley encourages the public to support the local breweries because they are facing a lot of challenges. British Columbia boasts a lucrative craft beer industry. Beer Canada President C.J. Ely says brewers have created 3,875 jobs, a number greater than that of BC wineries and distilleries combined. Beer Canada is celebrating the 7th annual Canadian Beer Day on October 8, with the theme, A Beverage Like No Other. Ely told Victoria News that 88% of the beer consumed in Canada is brewed locally by 1,320 breweries directly employing 23,000 Canadians. Another 149,000 Canadians are employed in production, distribution and the sale of beer, generating $13.6 billion in gross domestic product and $5.7 billion in tax revenues. Yes, I am biased, but Canadian beer is something we can all be proud of, he said.